Yeah, welcome in. Welcome back to another episode of the Format Podcast. This is unusual that I'm doing a live episode here on a Wednesday afternoon, but figured I would go ahead and get this one in and see what type of love we get for that. And I got a very special guest joining me today. It's going to be Mel from the Man Down Sports Podcast. So definitely looking forward to getting into some hoops talk with him. But before we do that, you know what time it is.
If you're here on YouTube and you haven't already, please make sure you go ahead, click that like, that subscribe, that notification bell. Make sure you're kept up to date whenever we drop new content on the channel. If you want the audio-only version of the podcast, open up your audio podcast platform, hit the search bar, type in The Format Podcast, and we should come right up. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you give us that like, that five-star review, and drop a comment. All that stuff helps us rise in the algorithm, helps us find more sports fans, helps more sports fans find us. And finally, make sure you write it down, put it in your phone, set an alarm, do whatever you got to do to remember. Saturday nights at 7 p.m., we are live here on the Format Podcast, and we'll give you the opportunity to call in, talk to us, get at me. I love it. I can't wait.
All right. So as I said, Mandal Mel. So with no further ado, let's get it. The Bucks, the Milwaukee Bucks. This was a team that was supposed to contend for the East when the season started. Well, even before the season started, when they made the big offseason trade and brought in Damian Lillard from Portland. And I was one of the people, when I saw that, I said, whoa, this could be really dangerous. This could be arguably the best 1-2 punch in the league, inside, outside. You know, you got Giannis with his physicality. You got Dame with his skill. I thought that that could be really, really dangerous. But it turns out that for whatever reason, it's not quite working the way it should have. And to me, it started off weird because, what were they, 30-13 when Adrian Griffin got fired? Yeah. And for the life of me, I have no idea why Adrian Griffin got fired. From some of the stuff that was reported, obviously I wasn't there. I didn't do the reporting. But from some of the stuff that was reported, Giannis, I guess, didn't like the way Adrian Griffin was going about things. There's reports that Griffin would call plays and Giannis would just wave it off and do whatever he wanted to do, which really surprised me because you never kind of get that vibe about Giannis. Or maybe it's just been hidden all this time. I don't know. And then obviously Doc Rivers, aka Glenn the Consultant, he was consulting for the team at the time, and then they offered him the job. He took the job, and I guess the thought was that Doc Rivers, you know, the guy who has gotten more run out of one championship than anybody in the history of the game, they thought that he would be able to unlock Giannis and Dame and take it to the next level, but it hasn't worked that way. So what I'm gonna ask you, Mel, why do you think it hasn't worked that way? And before you answer, offensively, it seems like they have it figured out. This is a team that has six players scoring in double figures, five with more than 12 points a game. Giannis at 30-12, I think, or 30-11 on the year. Dame is getting 24-7 assists. Why do you think this isn't working?
Because they got a superstar with limited scoring or limited skills offensively. Mm-hmm. And when you have your best player or your star player or your superstar player with limited skills offensively, you have to have a special team around him. You have to run a special offense with special role players around him, right? And when you're a one-man show, your flaws are not going to show up that much. But when you go from a one-man show to adding other superstar pieces to it, the more the flaws will show up. And right now, what's going on, without looking at the numbers for Giannis, right now is going on is he don't have another game to go to that can mesh and fit well with Dame Lillard. Giannis's game was spread offense, five men out, Giannis with the ball at the top of the key and getting a screen and going downhill and being a force going to the rim. Right now, how do you mesh that with a point guard who wants the ball so he can dictate and do things as well? So now what do you do when Dame has the ball? What do you do with this star player in Giannis? Because he got to get downhill and he needs five man out offense, right? So right now you're seeing the growing pains of trying to figure out, man, how are we going to get Giannis to be Giannis when he can't give me any value without the ball and he's not going to go in the post and do work like Tim Duncan? What am I going to do with him? Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the issue. And they might be able to still get their numbers when they want to get their numbers, but mm-hmm. it's not leading to winning. right? So I don't believe anything numbers wise if it doesn't lead to actual winning. And they actually playing good enough basketball to make the playoffs and
right.
and be a top three seed in the East right now and all that stuff. But you can tell it's not really it
doesn't fit.
Yeah, it's not championship basketball.
Mm-hmm. And so this is a team where I think to your point, they don't play well together. And I think you're right about that. There's times Dame can go off because we know he just has that capability to go off. And obviously Giannis. But what's weird to me is that, and we talked about this a little bit before we got on here, is that Giannis made it a point and has made it a point all year to talk about this is Dame's team and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay, if this is Dame's team, then why is it that you're not stepping back off of your numbers other than obviously if you continue to rebound and play defense, that's cool. But why are you not taking the ball out of your hands some more as, you know, the main ball handler, facilitator, when you have a point guard there in Dame? Why are you not taking less shots? Because Dame's numbers have decreased and he's the more skilled of the two players. Meanwhile, Giannis is still getting his, but it's not helping in the winning department. So why has he not made that adjustment? You would have thought that he would have, especially given everything that he was saying prior to the season and throughout the season about it being Dame's team now.
He was just saying it to make Dame comfortable. And you know, and so Dame won't come over here and feel like he needs to acquiesce or play less of himself. He just wanted him to be himself. And you got to give them that confidence that, hey, look, I'm not trying to step on your toes. You can do your thing. But Giannis is a straightforward go type player, man. So you can't get a player that's like Russell Westbrook or Giannis and tell them not to go. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all he knows is go. And you know, that's how he got MVPs and turned into a max player is by being foot on the pedal, foot on the gas the whole time. So you can't tell him not to put his foot on the gas.
So, okay, obviously you can't do this every time, but I mean, you're Doc Rivers, you can't come up with some offensive schemes that Giannis is, to your point, a go, a downhill guy. You can't PNR, get him lobs at the rim, right? get him stuff going downhill in the pick and roll with an elite point guard like Dame. Obviously, he's not going to pick and pop, but he can pick and roll. You can get back, you can get lobs. Like, there's a lot of stuff I would think that you could do.
You underestimating how limited his bag is, man. I'm telling you, some guys' game is better suited for solo act. Like Iverson's game, as good as it was, it didn't fit well with Melo in Denver. Chauncey Billups actually fit better with Melo than Iverson did. Iverson is a solo act because he has only one mode, which is go. And I have to be going all the time in order for you to get the best of me. You got to put me around pieces that's okay with me just doing everything, mm-hmm. right? And Giannis is probably one of those players, man. The better talent around him, the less of him that he can be. He needs to be on go where everyone is dependent on him, and you know sometimes less is more for a player like that. I mean, imagine Alonzo Mourning being your point forward. That's what Giannis is.
That's an odd analogy. I never would have thought of that. I had somebody before say that Giannis is a modern day Bo Outlaw. I was like, that's
nah. I give him so. I give him so.
But I mean, I don't know if Giannis was to say, or Doc Rivers was to get Giannis to say, okay, most people already have you as a Hall of Fame guy. For whatever reason, basketball Hall of Fame again. But most people have you as a Hall of Fame guy. You're a champion. If you bring Dame in here and you can scale it back some and we can win more championships, how do you think that's going to make you look? Because Giannis never struck me as a dude who was about numbers. And to that point, like, yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
No, I was just saying to that point, Giannis, we know he's one of the ultimate hustle boxes, right? So you hit the glass, you play that defense, you do all those things. You can still get lobs. You can still... You know, nobody's saying that you got to go down to 15 points a game, but if you come down from 30 to about 24, and now Dame can do more of his thing, you can be more dangerous, and that team can be better, and you'll have much more of an opportunity to try and win that championship. Because Dame doesn't want to be there anyway. He wants to be in Miami. So all you're doing is greasing the skids for him to, you know, work on trying to get out of there anyway. So, like, how is that helping you?
I don't know. I have no clue, but I know something ain't right in there.
yeah.
Something ain't right.
Right.
But despite that, they was in the number two seed in the East for a while. I think they might be number three now because I think Orlando actually is moving up on the rankings.
Yeah, G.
That's possible. That's possible.
Especially in the East. Maybe not so much in the West because the West is tough. Maybe in the East. But I think the other part is, though, maybe they're coasting into playoffs, but don't you want to be in your best form going into the toughest part of the year? Or is that just the way it is now? I don't know.
Maybe their mind is on figuring out what Doc's system is, and you know, hey, look, we'll go through the growing pains now. It's okay to make mistakes now, because right now they was in the spot where they're not going to catch Boston for the number one seed.
No.
And you know, there was a little comfortable at the number two seed, but Orlando is on their heels, so. You know, maybe they was looking at it that way, man. Like, what's the worst that can happen? We can still get home court advantage. We're fine. Let's just go through these growing pains. And you know, they might be running sets that Doc trying to put in, and they might not be really familiar with. But all of it condensed down in the playoffs.
Yeah. But if that's the case, right, and you're talking about how limited Giannis's game is, I'm saying, okay, even if that's the case, if you're Doc, why are you trying to put in a whole bunch of new stuff that he probably would need a long time to get a hold of?
You said, why would he do that?
Yeah, why would he do that? Especially now going into, you would think, if that's the case, Doc, you've been around this for a long time. You've been a coach for a long time. Simplify it for Giannis.
If you go move in with a woman, are you going to keep all the same rules her last man had? Or you go come in and implement your own.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
You come in and be like, oh, this is what Tim used to keep his toolbox. Okay, I'm going to put mine right there too. You know what I mean? Nah, it ain't going to be like that, man. You go come in and you go put your imprint on there the way you want to put your imprint on there. You can't come in and coach somebody else's system. You know what I mean? So you know yours like the back of your hand. So that's how you got to go with it.
Well, I don't necessarily mean coaching somebody else's system, but using some of the stuff that has made him comfortable and allowed him to have success, and you integrate it with yours. But trying to put in a whole new thing that, you know, he might not be ready for.
Sometimes you got to be uncomfortable as a superstar. Right? If you too comfortable, you ain't growing. So yeah, sometimes you got to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's fair enough. All right, what I want to do now is we're gonna leave that there. Anybody wants to call in, I'm going to put the number back up. Definitely would love to hear from you on this topic. What's wrong with Giannis? What's going on with the Bucks? How can Doc Rivers make this work with Dame? That's 904-219-8264. 904-219-8264. Give me a call.